A pack of comedians with Boston roots returns to the city this weekend. They're here for a comedy festival organized by comedian Eugene Merman, who's known for his TV roles, including the animated Bob's Burgers, where he plays Bob's son, Gene.
Gene, what are you doing?
Tanning. It's the middle of summer, and I look like a British lady.
Hey, slow it down, George Hamilton. You want to look like an Oompa Loompa?
Gene, if you want to tan, why don't you go out in the burger suit for a while and hand out samples?
No way. I don't want burger lines.
Merman grew up in Lexington and is one in a long line of comedians who began on Boston-area stages, including Jay Leno, Louis C.K., Stephen Wright, and Dane Cook. Disclosure here, WBUR is a media sponsor of the festival, which kicks off tonight. Before it does, WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on what makes Boston such fertile ground for comedy.
For 19 years, Rick Jenkin has passed through the kitchen at the Hong Kong Chinese restaurant in Cambridge to climb two flights of stairs to the comedy studio, his club on the third floor.
Yeah, so that's an old picture of Louis C.K. playing here.
And this is the comedy studio, the comedy club too small to fail.
Hanging on the wall between an ornate rounded archway and a dragon carved out of wood, there's a poster signed by comedian and Shrewsbury native Mike Birbiglia.
To the comedy studio, great things happen here and then have to move to New York.
Jenkins sees Boston as something of a comedy college with a pretty impressive graduation rate.
You see waves in Boston comedy of new generations sort of hitting their head against that ceiling, leaving Boston and moving on to bigger commercial, better-known success. And Eugene was one of those waves.
One of the biggest waves, Jenkins says, hit in the late 80s with people like Bobcat Goldthwait and Stephen Wright.
If you shoot a mime, should you use a silencer?
Then came Marc Maron, Janine Garofalo, David Cross, and Louis C.K.
People call it the Boston accent. It's not an accent. It's a whole city of people saying most words wrong.
Even after the 80s boom, the aspiring comedians kept coming, like Dane Cook, Patrice O'Neill, and Eugene Merman.
When I started doing stand-up was basically around the time it crashed. Like sort of in the early 90s, was when you couldn't just be sort of mediocre and keep doing stand-up and living.
There are a bunch of theories about why Boston appears to breed comedians. Everything from the number of colleges to ethnicity to our soul-crushing winters.
I think some combination of aggressive smarty pants who are either Jewish, Irish, or neither.
I was in Western Mass for the holidays, and I saw that linens and things was going out of business. And my first thought was, should have been more specific.
Merman came to Boston right around the time comedian John Benjamin was leaving.
When I came to Boston, I think it was the crest of the wave. That would be the top, right?
Yes.
Yes.
What helped make comedy economically viable for Benjamin was the emergence of television shows featuring comedians. He had a role in the animated program Dr. Katz, which was produced in Watertown from 1995 to 99.
That's not, I think, the entire reason, but you can make money, which I think is a novel idea for a lot of comedians. It certainly was for me.
What's great about Boston is Boston doesn't really put up with people stealing jokes and things like that. So it was really a great lesson to learn very early.
Mike Bent took the stage at the Ding Ho earlier than most. He was only 16.
I went in with a lot of like old bad jokes, and Barry Crimmins, who ran it, basically chewed me out, said never come back, but then allowed me to come back.
Bent went to Emerson College, where he worked in David Cross's group, and says Boston's high standards have kept it a solid proving ground and a critical place to hone your chops.
If you're in L.A. or you're in New York, you could be seen too soon by somebody important, and they could make a decision on your career when you're just not ready to have that decision be made. But Boston is a place to screw up.
Ben doesn't do stand-up anymore. Instead, he's been teaching sketch comedy and writing to the next wave of comedians at Emerson, including 20-year-old comedy minor Wes Hauptmann.
It's just this really great city to start in, because if you go up and you bomb, it sucks.
people won't laugh, but no matter what, off stage go, hey man, that was a good joke. They'll find something in your set to like and help you with and work on.
Houtman says he can't imagine doing comedy as a young person anywhere but Boston, even if some people sometimes look down on him because he's a college student. He also says the comedy scene is still kicking. Eugene Merman has observed the same.
Yeah, there's still a ton of people here who are funny. I just don't know any of their names. But I have seen them and gone like, you're going to totally succeed in my head, quietly.
Eugene Merman has not built his career on being quiet, though. And at this point in the story, I know I should probably try to end with a joke. But hey, I'm a stiff. I work for public radio. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.